the application of Amen Ministries. Site is located northeast of Myrtle Avenue, 147 feet northwest of Delaware Street, also known as Road 297A, and being lots 27, 28, and 32 of Bookhammer Edition to Oak Orchard, and being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 234, map 34.08, parcel 67, requesting a special use exception for a transitional home. Gentlemen, on this application, we received some additional correspondence. First, I have a statement of from the tenants at 28433 Myrtle Avenue, and stating that they share the utilities and the rent, and there are four signatures. Two, there's a copy of an article from Cape Gazette being titled Faith and Spirituality. Thirdly, we have three support letters. And four, we have a petition of 32 signatures in support from members of the Indian River Volunteer Fire Company. And fifth, we have one opposition letter. And for the benefit of time, et cetera, I will pass this information down for the board to review. Mm-hmm. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. Okay. So you can come up here, sir. Be sworn in, if you would, please. Thank you.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
Raymond H. Perry, 28433 Myrtle Avenue, Millsboro, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
All righty. This starts back many years ago in 2007, and I'm not going to drag this out, but
it's fine, sir.
You know, I moved to Oak Orchard, and there was a homeless guy, and after years of living in Manhattan and stepping over the bodies in the street, I just wasn't going to have it anymore, so I invited this person to come in and live with me. So as time went on, this grew and grew, and I was helping more people, and I was getting a lot of help with this from the Community Church of Oak Orchard, and we were helping individuals in the community of Oak Orchard that were drug abusers and alcoholics and whatnot, and I would just kind of supply them with a place to start over. Because I myself at one time was a homeless person, and I do remember how hard it is to get a job if you need a shower and a place to have clean clothes and things of that nature. And then as time went on, God touched my heart even more, and I started working more and more with people and making inroads into agencies that help people and just kind of building it up. And then somebody at one point says, well, you know, you should make it legal and get a license and all that. So I looked at everything that there is need to be done to do that. But I didn't turn over the rock, I guess, for this exceptional use permit, and I apologize. I'm at the point now where my friend Calvin here, we went to answer the complaint, and we were told that it was made by the fire company, and I'm a member of the fire company. So I went to see Patrick Miller, and we talked about it. He says, you know, Ray, I have nothing, it's not a personal thing, but I've named you and several other houses in the area here that I feel are overloaded with people. And, you know, we had a horrible fire there many years ago, so I could see the concern. So I says, well, then I think we should address this with the fire marshal. So we checked in with Ms. Passwater, and, you know, seeking the fire marshal's opinion seemed like a good idea because occupancy is probably a key issue here. So when I went to see Dwayne Fox, and Dwayne Fox says, right, you're pretty much, I don't have anything codes here for transitional housing. He says, but you have three choices. Here's where you fall. He says, one, you could close down what you're doing. He says, two, you could probably go get a wheelbarrow full of money right away and then gut the house and transform it with sprinkler systems and everything else, fire protection and whatnot, and come up to code. And that's not an option yet. Or he says, you could come into the code where it says single family use is, you know, the mother, the father, and how many kids you want, or the four people that share the house in agreement of sharing the bills. And I says, well, for the longest time there, I've had me, Patrick Estrella, Gary Squatrito, and Arthur Richards, who these were handicapped guys, mentally challenged guys that fell cut through the cracks, and they don't get enough income to move into a place. And I've made friends with them when I was helping out over at Fellowship, which is no longer in existence, and they've been living with me for several years. So after talking with Dwayne, I says, well, that's probably the best option is to do that. And I went back to see Ms. Passwaters a few weeks ago to give her my intent of what I wanted to do here, because the other side of this was if I didn't get an exception, that we'd have to shut the house down in 30 days, and I can't see my three friends making it out there. It'd be really bad. So I said, listen, I'm going to ask some people to move on or try to find other places for them so that I could stay here and operate like this. And she was telling me I couldn't, but I don't want to get into that. But she said, where did you get this from? I said, well, the fire marshal had mentioned this to me. And she says, we're not concerned with what the fire marshal says. And I got a red flag there. And that kind of sent me on, what am I doing here? Mm-hmm. I'm really confused. So I went back to see Dwayne, and Dwayne said, just, you know, what I stick with what I've told you to do, and that's what I did. And this morning we submitted the contract between the four of us that live there now. Mm-hmm. And my other question I had at that date was, well, if I fall into that code for now, should I still pursue this exceptional use permit? And I feel that I would still like it, because after speaking with the person I rent from and others that support me, we'd like to make that happen. We'd like to make those changes to the houses. We'd like to campaign for help financially and make this a place that's strong. I feel that as far as the community around me, we've done a lot. There was a break-in at Captain Tom's store, and a couple of the guys saw it and grabbed the guy, held him till the cops got there. We helped with removing of drug dealers. We had gotten the county road there, Myrtle Avenue, was in really, really bad shape, and I'm not one to call and complain, but I didn't, but somebody says, hey, Ray, can you use a couple of truckloads of crush run? I says, by golly, yeah, and we redid the road. And, you know, my neighbors there were happy with that. And the crime rate in general on Myrtle Avenue has gone down. Now, that's not to say we're a perfect picture in the neighborhood. I've had instances where people that were with me that I was trying to help have gotten into trouble elsewhere, and then thought they could, you know, just come back here and everything would be fine. But then, you know, if I hear about something or whatnot, I work proactive with Troop 4 in making sure that they get arrested and things of that nature. I've also been a great help to Troop 4, especially in the winter when they have a homeless person. And there is, the shelters are full and they just don't know where to put them. On many occasions, they have carte blanche with me. They could just show up anytime, don't have to call. They could drop the person off, and we'll feed them, we'll let them shower, wash their clothes, and then in the morning we take them to social services so that they could further any kind of help that they need. We've helped out with People's Place. They have veterans that have to wait to get into the hospital, and I always keep a bed so that we can help the veteran out. Same thing. Mike Rowe will call me up and say, Ray, can you keep a guy for a few days? You know, he's going to go in the hospital, and yeah, of course we're going to take a guy for a few days. You know,
Mr. Perry?
Yeah.
Do you understand the question before this board?
No, I don't.
Okay. The question and what we have to determine is, does the requested use substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties? That's the only question before us.
Okay.
Right. So if you could address that for us, we'd appreciate it.
Well, but neighboring and adjacent properties, I think that I've done a good job of taking care of things that are surround me. There was the lot next to me, and the lady cut the trees down and whatnot. It was a wreck, and I had a friend come in with a payloader, and we kind of cleaned it up, make it look good, because it was an eyesore. There was a time when I was an eyesore, because people thought I was a place where you could just, well, I got this rotten old boat, let's just donate it to Ray, and they'd just drop things off and leave, And there was a complaint made about me, and Ira Hitchens had come and had a word with me. And we got that straightened out. You know, my neighbor across the street from me, you know, appreciates the things that I've done there for him. And Slocum alongside me, I believe he does also. He's trying to sell his house. And I don't know if he feels that it's hard to sell because I'm next to him. Me and my wife approached him a while back about purchasing it because that's something we, you know, looked at doing. And then this came up, so I said, well, everything's kind of off for now. I don't, you know, we got to see what happens here. And the people that live behind me, there's a row of six apartments just off to the side of us. And Mr. Haddix, he asked me to help him manage it. And when I started with it, there were a couple of drug dealers in there, and they're not there anymore. We have them moved on. And he rents another house around the back there, and we're good with those folks. And, you know, everybody couldn't make it here tonight. So I don't know.
So in your opinion?
In my opinion, I think my neighbors like me.
And further in your opinion, from what I'm gathering, you're telling us that it has just the opposite, a substantially positive effect to adjacent neighboring properties. Is that correct?
Yeah, I believe so.
Thank you.
Yeah. And then a lot of the neighbors around me, they come for me when times are tough, and I'm there to help them. Yeah.
That's good.
So I just, right now, even if you granted me this, I can't go and say, come on, let's just everybody back in the house because I'll be in violation with the fire marshal. So I'm just...
Your one neighbor object to it. What neighbor would that be? Would that be on the left-hand side of it, on the right-hand side of your site?
Well, there's one across the street.
Okay.
And then there's one on the left is Ruth, and then Mr. Slocum is on the right.
Okay. Do you have any, have they said anything to you about your endeavor?
No, I when they come down and see me, I talk to them about it and they whatnot. They've come on over to the house and have eaten with us and I really haven't, you know, said, hey, I want to take this thing to this big of a level. I was just going to kind of run with me and the four guys and we had a room with four other beds and what we would do is they would come and go. They weren't, you know, at capacity all the times.
So again, Mr. Mills asked you a question. You don't feel it will substantially affect the neighboring properties
the
neighborhood?
No, I tried to put up some new fencing and this and that. And I think I tried to increase property value, and I don't think we're bad for the community.
Thank you.
Mr. Hudson, do you have any questions?
Not at this time.
Mr. Workman, do you have any further questions?
Four guys, they own it. They own this? Four of you own this building?
We rent it.
We rent it?
Yep.
Okay. What kind of lease you got on it?
We go, right now we have a two-year lease.
Two-year lease on it?
$1,100 a month. And then we also have to pay our, all the utilities along with that.
Mm-hmm. How many beds you have in there?
How many bedrooms or beds?
Bedrooms.
Bedrooms? There's four bedrooms.
Four bedrooms?
Yeah.
And beds?
Two.
Two.
They have cooking facilities in
there? Yes, we have a kitchen.
Mr. Chairman, can I ask a question?
Sure.
I got to the real point of it is just how many people are going to be living in the house as a transitional home if it were to be approved?
Well, I don't even know about that because what are the codes for transitional housing?
Well, there really isn't a real good definition. The definition of a family basically references that you're either by blood or marriage, there is no real number because they're all related.
Yeah.
Or four unrelated.
Right. Now, when it comes to occupancy and number of people, after speaking with the fire marshal, Dwayne says, Ray, if anything over four, he says you would have to pick a number. Let's say you pick the number eight. He says, then I would have to dictate to you exactly what has to be done to the house. You'd have to submit your plan, and we'd go from there. He says, because you would fall under hotels, bed and breakfast, and things of that nature. I says, oh, okay. So right now, I couldn't have anybody other than the four. So what you know, that was a question of with transitional housing. Would that just leave that to fall under the hotels and things of that nature? And I would have to just specify a number of people, and that would.
Well, basically, in your exhibits, there are four signatures for four gentlemen that they share the rent, et cetera. But you also reference you and your wife. Do you and your wife live in the same house?
Yeah, my wife works Monday to Friday upstate. She has an apartment upstate. She comes down on the weekends.
So basically, it's just the four of you, except on weekends. But on weekends, it's five of you.
I'm sorry?
And then on weekend, it would be the four plus your wife.
Right.
So what would the maximum be?
I would have to sit and talk with somebody about that. I don't know how to make that decision.
Well, if you
hypothetically, or
we're asking, I think what Mr. Lenig wants to know is how many people are going to be there? Five? Is that what you're telling us?
Right
max?
Now,
yeah.
Max would be, yeah, five with my wife on the weekend.
So if the board were to grant this, you would be limited to five.
Right, and then to raise the number for future, for transition, I mean, how do I get to that point there?
You would have to come back and ask for more.
All right. And now, if I have a plan submitted to the fire marshal with the number of people and whatnot, and I could come back with that plan and you guys would look at that and make a decision?
Sure.
Okay. Because, Dwayne, you know, we want to get to that point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Another question. Is the other three living in the house too?
The other three on that piece of paper, we all live, yes.
Four living there now.
There's four of you living there now.
Right.
Seven days a week there's four, and 2 days a week there's five.
My wife comes down.
You're not getting any outsiders to come in then?
Right.
Just for you guys?
Right.
Just the four.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you're getting, you just said you had somebody needed a place to stay, you let them stay?
Well, you know what? If
well,
if technically, I get a phone call, they're not living there.
They're not living there,
asking me if I could, you know, keep them for a night or two till they get to the next place. And you know what? That's kind of the definition of, I see, of transition.
Right.
They're just needing a temporary place. It's not a full-time residency.
Okay.
And that's what I've done with these other beds. It's not a matter of, come on, you're going, you know, bring all your stuff, you're going to live here forever thing.
Right.
We're helping you to get to the next place.
Okay. How many days will they stay at your place? 2 days, 4 days,
it depends
6 days?
On the need. From the person that's asking if they could stay.
Could it be a month?
It could be a month.
But it's really not temporary.
Not temporary.
There really isn't a definition in our code about temporary.
Okay.
So you need to establish the maximum number.
Right.
So you have you and your wife plus three other gentlemen, that's five.
Right.
How many other people could there be?
Well, what I have is the house is huge.
At one time.
Okay. Well, more than the five. Other than that, I would have three.
So you're talking about eight.
I'm talking about eight people.
Eight
would be
eight people. That would be, but the three would be the ones that the three beds would be the transitional beds. They're people that come and go.
Okay.
Do you have a separate room for them?
Yes, we do. Actually, the house is huge, and it's got a big living room with a fireplace, and then adjacent on the other side is just as big a room, and with another room attached to it. It's just all one big walkthrough. It's a huge ranch. Yeah.
How many times do you turn these? That three beds over in a month.
In a month, it could be a lot sometimes, or it might not be. There's lots of times where I'll have it, and I have to tell people, no, I can't help you. Could you try calling this guy or that guy? You know, there's a lot of other people out there like doing the same thing I'm doing, and I fear that they're also in violation. So actually, what happens here today, I'm going to take back to them, because they're, you know, they need to be right. You know, we're representing God here, and we got to be right. We can't have gray area.
No.
Just to clarify the record, if your intent not to exceed eight people living in this house at any one time.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Just for the board.
For the board.
Okay. Are there any further questions?
What's the neighborhood look like? Well, I know you mentioned there's like some apartments nearby.
Right. Well, the neighborhood, when I started this, it was kind of rough. The Pagans were around the corner, and we had a lot of drug sales that happened in front of the old liquor store. And part of my kind of kind of tough when it gets to things like that, because if the guy's in the house and I'm trying to help, can't be around that kind of stuff, and it popped and it kind of came up here and there, I personally took it upon myself to help rid the area of that. I've had help with other neighbors, and we kind of work with Troop 4, and we'll get right out there and take care of it.
Is it residential in character?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Are there any multi-unit, are there duplexes, or I know you had said no. There were some apartments.
It used to be hotels in the 60s, I believe. There's 6 units, and then they were turned into apartments, single-bed apartments.
They nearby?
They're right over my fence. Okay. Yeah.
So you're an adjacent property apartments on it?
Yeah, we do the maintenance for it. The guys do, and Mr. Haddix donates a little portion of money to help out here.
And are the other properties that are adjacent to yours, they're residential as well?
Yes.
Are there any other types of houses like this in the neighborhood?
Yes, there are.
All right. And how long have you been using it in this fashion?
Well, I started with the trailer one guy. I've been using it now for 3.5 years.
Okay. Have you had any complaints from neighbors or anything about the use?
Well, yeah, I have one guy, George, around the corner here, and he was a pagan guy, and he screams at, oh, you ruined this whole neighborhood, and I kind of, well, you know, that's your opinion. But, no, I
ruined
really
it
haven't.
Because of the house, or ruined no, it because of some of your other efforts?
My other efforts. Okay. Yeah, I'm a bad guy because he's a bad guy. I'm a good guy trying to get the bad guy.
You say pagan
motorcycle?
Motorcycle. Okay.
Yeah. I'm not feared. Yeah, got to do the right thing, you know. And that's something you have to be responsible for yourself and your community. And I got a great sense of community from spending time with Pastor Alan Miller. And, you know, he has a strong effort to fix it, and a lot of people don't. And I want to live in Oak Orchard, and I want it to be good.
Mr. Berry, your one letter of opposition we've seen from Mrs. McClellan and Mr. Slocum referenced the appearance and maintenance of the property. Have you done anything?
Yeah, I have actually. We get along great. I'm not, upset with them with the letter of opposition in any way or form. There was a time in the past where I had mentioned where people would just drop stuff off and the driveway would look like Donovan's, and
so you've ceased that then?
Yeah, well, I have, and I've asked them their opinion. Whenever they're there, how am I looking, and they'd come over with a bunch of tomatoes saying, yeah, it looks much better, Ray, and that issue there. We even had an instance where there was a fellow that lived in the house and left and then broke into their house and was staying there for a little while,
So you're aware of their concerns?
I am aware of their
and
concerns,
you've been, actively trying to improve?
Yeah, because they're trying to sell the house for sale by owner. And then they had a realtor for a while, and I spoke to the realtor. I was like, you just drive down this street, and the way the driveway looks at times, you wouldn't want to buy anything here. There's only 3 houses on the street, so it's you got to look at who you're living with, And I don't want to be looking bad. We pressure wash our house once a year. I even cut Mr. Slocum's grass when he's not around for him. And I'm not upset with him in this letter in any way, shape, or form.
That's good.
Yeah. It's when you come here, it's really easy to just show how I'm a real shiny good peach. And I've offered other neighbors that, hey, I'm going to be here. Would you like to come? And you could speak against me. It's only fair because nobody's perfect, and even in what they're doing.
So you're saying that with the 8 people and what you do, your landscaping, what you look like, and your operation with those 8 people, that it will not substantially, does not, in your opinion, substantially affect the neighborhood?
Adversely.
No, I don't believe so at all.
Adversely.
No, I don't, especially the Slocums are happy because I know the guys used to party in the woods there, and they got all these bullet holes in their house, and nobody parties in the woods there no more because we don't have that. It's just not allowed on Myrtle Avenue anymore. And you could go look at their house. They got all the little bullet holes in it, and they put little tape on it, and he's grateful for that. and so the people across the street, because he has a couple of antiques in his vehicles in the garage, and they've been broken into a couple times and things of that nature. Mm. Yeah.
Mr. Perry, you had mentioned you've been dealing with Fire Marshal Dwayne Fox.
Yeah.
In your discussions with him, and please correct me if I'm wrong, I think you had testified that he's basically said four people in there is okay, but if you had more than four, you
right.
need to talk to him about you need to make changes to the interior of the home.
I need to make safety changes to the interior, and he started going over options with me. And one was that if you don't want to go with the whole sprinkler route, that you'd have to have a deck and doors to every single room that you have so that there's an egress for a firefighter. And I understand that totally being on the department. As far as the whole sprinkler system and whatnot, that could take a lot of dollars for maintenance yearly. One thing we are going to go forward with is we're going to have hardwire carbon monoxide and fire detectors put in. It's easy to do because we have an attic that will allow that. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do that and mark the exits and so forth. And Dwayne is going to inspect this for us. He normally doesn't do that, but in this matter here, he's offered that. Yeah, you could come down, submit your application with the drawings of where you're going to put this stuff, and I'll give you an okay should you fulfill that.
So if the board were to approve upwards of eight people to live in the house,
yes,
you're aware that you would have to go to the fire marshal for approval on that end before you could
couldn't run back there and go, hey, come, let's fill it up or anything like that. No, because I'm in violation of Dwayne, and I don't want to get a summons from Dwayne or break the law. I apologize in the beginning. I was wrong. I'm sorry that I didn't know about this.
I just wanted to make sure I understood it as
yeah.
well as you. So,
okay.
And I think the point that Mr. Sharp is trying to make and further, there's many agencies within the county, the state, and what have you. And not just limited to the Fire Marshal's Department. There's
right.
DENREC. There's others
okay.
that you may want to be prudent in checking with.
Well, I learned a bit of a lesson here.
Okay. A lot of agencies that you're going to, in the business
yeah.
you're going to
well,
want to do.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Excuse me. Hearing none then? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Keep your hands up, please. There's one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13.
One over here. Did you get it?
Over here. There's 14 in favor here. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none. I will entertain a motion.
Do you want to hear if any of the people in support have anything to say?
Is there anyone here that, sir? All of those that would like to speak in support of this application, would you please come forward at this time to be sworn in?
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
It's Gary Knapp, 27180 Indian Meadows Circle, Millsboro, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I affirm.
Thank you. Sir, you state your name and address for the record.
I'm Calvin Wayne Miller. I live at 28701 Screenhouse Lane, Millsboro, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
So help me God.
Thank you. Oh, got more. I'm going to swear you all in at once. So
y'all could come up. Be fine, sir.
I didn't realize there's more coming, so that's fine. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Matthew Miller. I live at 21096 Camp Road in Seaford.
Okay. And you are?
Brian Keith Miller. I live at 2226 Harbison Road, Harbison, Delaware.
Okay.
Charles Minter, 44 Aintree Drive, Lewis, 958.
Do you three all swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Knapp, I believe?
Yes. Good evening. My name is Gary Knapp. I pastor the Eastgate Presbyterian Church in Long Neck. So Ray and the Amen Ministries are in Oak Orchard. We're just over a bit in Long Neck. And I just wanted to be as supportive as I could tonight on behalf of the work that's going on there in Oak Orchard. Well, I think you've gotten some flavor tonight for the heart that's behind the work. I have been to the house, not in it, but I have been out in front of it. I've seen it in context of the neighborhood. I think it's very much in keeping with all the other structures that are around it. And I would also just want to say, in terms of commitments, anything that you would require of Ray in the work, if he were to say to you that he would stick to those things and follow through on them, I would be willing, if that would help to verify his character, I believe he would. And I'm just supportive. The work that's going on there echoes all around Oak Orchard, Long Neck. The effect on the community, I think, has been positive in a wonderful way. Now, there are many things that are available for women and children, which is entirely fitting, but often there aren't things there for guys. Many of the shelters don't take guys in. And I've seen Ray's work. Some of the men have come over to our church for a men's retreat before. I see his interaction with them. And he's affectionately known in our community as Big Ray, for obvious reasons. And I just think he has a wonderful handle on the work that's going on there. And he's seeking guidance. He wants to do it the right way. But I would like to speak in support of whatever we could do as a community to help this work continue. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Sir?
And I am Calvin Wayne Miller. I am an elder at the Community Church of Oak Orchard. I do not have permission to speak for them officially, but as an elder and being involved with this, I do know that in years past we've had state police come down and meet with us on how to get rid of the drug dealers in the area. Since the Amen Ministries has been here and active, we don't have to get the state police down here to get rid of the drug dealers in the area. You may remember a couple of years ago, somebody was caught selling drugs out of an ice cream truck in Oak Orchard. It was through the direct actions of Ray Perry and the Amen Ministries that this person got caught. I do know for sure certain that several of the transitional men that have gone through this house would have wound up having to sleep in the woods in the wintertime in foul weather because there was no other place for them to sleep. This house is not a detriment to the community. This house is a benefit to our community. Thank you.
Right. Thank you, sir.
My name is Matthew Miller. I'm an elder at Sussex County Bible Church in Harbison, Delaware. And just for information, I'm not related to Calvin or Bryant, although they're both brothers in the Lord. I have been at Amen House in the house every week for the last two and a half years. We teach a Bible study on Tuesday nights. So I've seen people, Gary and Arthur and Pat, who've been there for a long time. Mm-hmm. I've seen other guys that were there for a month or two, some longer in the past, who have graduated out. There are people in Oak Orchard right now who are renting houses who got their foundation at the Amen House, and they got jobs because they had a place to shower and a place to stay and a place to dress, and now they're renting. I've also seen guys that were there for 24 hours or 48 hours and failed drug tests or got in trouble and they went down the road. But I can substantiate what Ray says about the neighborhood and what Ray says about the house, and I can tell you about his heart. The other point I wanted to make is I think that it would be a benefit to the county to put Amen Ministries under some kind of a permit or put them into the system so it wasn't just a single-family residence with four guys in it, but that they were under, you know, the regulations of the fire marshal. And, you know, it gives you and the fire marshal and DenRec and whoever some oversight over what goes on, how big it would get or could get, and that, you know, bringing it under the umbrella of a variance, I think gives a control over what's happening there that would be good for everybody in the county and be good for the state. And so thank you for your time, gentlemen.
Thank you, sir.
My name is Charles Minter. I'm a member of Sussex County Bible Church, and I've known Ray for several years, and I've been at the Amen House and participated in some of the Bible studies there. And I've observed Ray just as a person, and I've just seen his heart for these men over the past several years. I don't know if he keeps any statistics of how many men have gone on to better way of life, but I can assure you I think it's quite a few. He does set standards for the people that stay there, that if they don't live up to that, they're gone. He doesn't tolerate things that would make it detrimental to the neighborhood or to other people in the house. And he's just got a real heart for these men, and I just hope you'll support his cause. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Sir?
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Brian Miller. I'm also a member at Sussex County Bible Church. I have personal participation in the Amen House. I have for some time. I remember we had a client about 18 months ago, came from Stokely, and they came in and interviewed and looked at the house itself and see if it was up to par. And the one lady said, "Well, where's all the fire extinguishers?" At that time, we only had maybe one or two. I did the research, and I called these the fire extinguisher people, and they volunteered 8 of those right on a single call. So they also support this Amen House, and I'm glad to be a part of that as well.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Okay. You have something else?
No, I don't know what to do here.
Okay. Stay my turn. All right. And then I'll...
I have a question.
Yeah.
You've got a lot of support from the churches in the neighborhood and other people in there. How long have you been operating? You said 3 years?
Well, actually, I started in the end of 06 with, I lived on River Road in a tiny little pull-behind trailer that was on a lot there. It's long gone, but started with one guy. That's when I started. Okay. There was a guy named Richard, and he had mental challenges, and he was living in the gymnasium, and sleeping in a garage, and I took him in.
What brought you before us? The fire marshal?
Well, not the fire marshal, though, but I believe...
Lighting and zoning?
No, it came from my president of the fire company, Patrick Miller.
Told him you had to come to...
Well, we talked about it, and he says the concern is Oak Orchard has a lot of other houses besides me.
So they had no idea that... you had no idea that you needed to come for a special use exception to the county?
I didn't had no idea. That's why I apologized. Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I just wanted to make sure I got that right.
That's fine.
Thank
sir.
You.
All right.
Okay. Okay, then hearing no further, there was no opposition. Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, we've heard many, many positive things about the request. The only negative that I recall hearing about did not suggest that it was substantially adverse, perhaps a problem, but not substantial. Having heard that, I would make a motion that we approve case number 11,298 for a maximum of 8 people.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,298 for a maximum of 8 people.
But I can...
All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Riggs?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for all the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,298 is approved for up to 8 people, sir.
Thank you. I'd like to thank God right now for this. Thank you very much.
Wish you the best.
Wish you the best, sir.
Thank my supporters.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Okay.